Hello?
Hi, my name is Christian with XPO. How can I help you today?
Hi, Christian. Hi there. This is Nana. I'm calling you from Best Buy Customer Care. Ma'am, I have a customer. She's super upset. Apparently, I know that she for sure been scheduled for delivery today between 12 to 2 with our XPO, our party team. But seems like it's still scheduled in the system. Nobody called to provide any updates. Somebody call you guys early, but they promised her that they will contact her, provide her better updates, but nobody did. Nobody called her back. So here she is again. It's 6:30 p.m., almost 7. It depends where she is. She needs somebody to provide her updates. Where's the team and what's going on? They did send email. They're supposed to contact her. They're supposed to call her back since they have some updates, but nobody did. Let me provide you FMS or external number, whatever, make it easy.
Okay. What's that number, the order number?
External number 0724, C like cat, number 1, and D like David, D like David.
All right. And what is the customer's name? An address?
Miss Leah South.
Oh, wait.
Her physical address is 68 Interval Street, Quincy, MA 02169.
Okay, you said 0724, C as in cat, 1, and then B as in boy.
D, D like David. Two letter D's like David.
Okay, I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, and you said Leah South, and what was the address again?
Her physical address for delivery is 68 Interval Street, Quincy, MA 02169.
All right. Give me just one moment, okay, while I check on that.
No problem.
All right. Give me just one moment. I am trying to check on that for you. I am new to this, so just bear with me one moment, okay? Because I do see that the delivery window was supposed to be from 12 to 2. So I'm not sure, you know, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so.
Okay, so what I can do is escalate this to the corporate office so that they can look into it. I'm not sure, you know, where the disconnect was, and I do apologize that the customer's been waiting all day and had not received an update. But I will get this escalated to corporate so that they will be able to look into it and then get back with the customer.
I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about corporate with the Best Buy, or are you talking about your corporate?
You said the Best Buy corporate or our corporate. Is that right?
Yeah.
With our corporate.
Yes.
Both.
Okay. Got you. Cool question. Would you mind if I put customer for a minute online so she can hear you? That because she's been on the hold for a minute and she want to cancel order. And I'm like, would you give me opportunity to try to maybe get in touch with somebody? That somebody maybe could help us out, you know, here. Like, I don't try to give up on her yet. And
yes,
I just try to get some updates to see what's going on. But the thing is, do you have any notes that say anything at all why it wasn't being completed today? I mean, in the system, it still shows that it's scheduled. Do you have any updates on your side, any notes at all?
No, ma'am, I don't. All I see is that it was scheduled to be delivered today between 12 and 2, and that's all I see. I don't, like, see, you know, as to why it hasn't been delivered or anything. But I will, you know, make sure that in the email to corporate that I do list that. And then that way they can look into it and, you know, get back in touch with the customer. But I can definitely speak with her to explain that to her.
Yeah, if you don't mind. It's not like I'm going to push her to you. Mm-hmm. She wants three-way calls or like a second voice. Apparently, you know, sometimes customers like to do that. Just want to give you a heads up. She upset. She didn't say any bad words or anything like that, but she's super upset.
Yes, ma'am, which is understandable.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, could you remind me your name? I didn't catch that.
Yes, ma'am, it's Kristen.
Kristen. Just a moment, please. Thank you. For your patience, Ms. Leah, I do have a Kristen with our XPO team dispatch. She has some updates that she would like to provide you. Go ahead, Christian.
Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. South, unfortunately, I'm not sure, you know, why your delivery hasn't arrived yet, but what I'm going to do is get in touch with our corporate offices so that we can get this escalated to them and they can look into it to see what the issue was and why no one has gotten back in touch with you or anything, and be able to reach out to you so that we can get this issue resolved and get it corrected as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, and my guarantee that someone's going to get in touch with me, because I've been told 3 times today someone's going to call me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so aggravated.
And I completely understand. I'm not sure why no one has reached back out to you, but I definitely will be, you know, escalating this to our corporate office so that they will be able to look into it and find out, you know, what is happening or what, you know, where the disconnect was, so that they can let you know and get this taken care of and corrected for you as soon as possible.
I really appreciate it, because, like I said, I really want my dryer. And, you know, I know, like the girl earlier told me, you know, that I even told one of the women I spoke to earlier today that was supposed to get back to me. I didn't even care if it had come like tomorrow or Wednesday morning, you know what I mean? I just want my dryer, and I was hoping it could come when my husband was home, you know, so they're pretty flexible, as long as, because I really want my dryer. I just was so aggravated that I was ready to return it, you know. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I will definitely let them know that you were trying to, you know, have your husband there so that he would be able to be there, you know, while it was being delivered and installed. And, you know, no one's gotten back in touch with you, and, you know, it's very upsetting. And so that way they'll be able to look into it and check with the service provider and everything and, you know, find out if there was any issues or what the case may be, so that they can let you know and get this scheduled for the soonest date possible, so that you don't have to go without your dryer any longer, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. What was your name again?
My name's Kristen, and just to verify, your phone number, the best contact number is 857 area code 939-3995.
Yes, that is the best one. That's my cell phone.
All right, so I'm going to get this email sent escalated right now, and then that way they can look into it and someone will be in touch with you. I don't know, you know, for sure if it would be today. It may be tomorrow morning, but I will let them know that you are expecting, you know, someone to reach out to let you know how everything's going to move forward as far as, like, the delivery date and everything, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Christian. I appreciate for your help. And, ma'am, on my side, I also will reach out to the area manager, basically a manager over delivery team at dispatch level, so to make sure he being contacted and provide information, try to get some updates from him to see maybe if he have any updates on his side. So since I have some updates, I will be here tomorrow morning. So I will, since I receive some response from him, I will contact you directly to make sure that you've been updated.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And your name was what again?
My name is Nadia, and I'm with Dallas DOD, with Best Buy Corporate.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm glad I let you help me, and I'm sorry if I...
No, it's okay. I understand. Trust me, I've been there before myself. I am a customer, too, just like you, different places.
Yes.
So trust me, I know how this feels.
I am sorry if I snapped at you, but thank you very much for reaching out for me.
No problem, ma'am. No problem at all. I will talk to you tomorrow since I have some updates, okay?
Okay. You have a nice night.
The same to you. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. And thank you for calling XPO. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.